The vote was 364-62 last Friday to kick Koch out of Northland College. Student Justin Brewster led the Rethink Koch campaign. He says Coca-Cola has been behind terror campaigns and murders of labor leaders in Colombia and misused water supplies in India.
Being that Northland has both an environmental mission and a sustainability charter, and that it strives to be the leading environmental liberal arts college in the U.S., Coca-Cola doesn't have a place here based on what Coca-Cola has been doing.
Brewster says they did contact Coke, which denied the allegations. Coca-Cola spokeswoman Carrie Bjorhus says she's not aware of any contacts from Northland College. She says her company is pro-union, but the violence stems from guerrilla warfare in Colombia.
We have signed collective bargaining agreements with all 12 unions we work with in Colombia. The other point I'd like to make is that wages for workers at our bottling plants in Colombia are 2 to 3 times above minimum wage.
Northland College President Karen Halbersleben says she's proud of her students' activism, but she says there is room for more information.
I really credit Koch's response to this right now. They are willing to enter into direct dialogue with Northland College students to answer the questions my students have about their business and environmental practices.
Koch has also offered to fly some of the students to its headquarters in Atlanta to hear the company's side of things. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.